a word for you from Numbers 16, verse 4. When Moses heard it, he fell on his face. What a stark difference there is between this group of rebels and Moses, who was the one who was accused by this group. They seem to think in a totally human way, whereas Moses thought in a godly way. And when he fell on his face, it wasn't because of self-pity, it was because he went to God. I wonder whether you remove God out of your interpretation of what is happening around you, and when you see perhaps so-called evil in others, perhaps other leaders, but you see it in your human way and you are condemning yourself. But here, Moses thinks in a spiritual way. That doesn't mean that you are, as they say, so spiritual, so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly use. But instead, Moses was the one connected to heaven, and so he was of earthly use, and he had been and was to be used by God continually. So this group of rebels, Korah and them, and they were a large group. It mentions 250 chiefs of the congregation, respectable men, but doomed because of their failure. They accused and they used a mixture of truth and untruth. And at the end of their accusation, having accused Moses and Aaron of having gone too far, they say regarding Moses, "Why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord?" They were totally wrong about that, because Moses was not exalting himself. God was using him. And the proof is in the text that we've read for today. Moses, when he heard this, he fell on his face. He went straight to God with the issue. If only Korah and them had fallen on their faces, they would have been saved from the condemnation that was close at hand. You see, Moses, in falling on his face, the great leader that he was, he knew what it was to humble himself before God. And so he was known, the Bible says, as the meekest man that ever lived. And here we see the very proof of it. Do you know what it is to humble yourself before God?